Do most Chinese live near other Chinese?
Yes, the Chinese seem to congregate right near Chinatown.
Okay. Anywhere else? Monterey Park?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Would they move if the neighborhood changed just to stay near other Chinese?
Well, we have to keep in mind that it's very difficult for the Chinese to go into new neighborhoods.
Mm.
And the Chinese just centered in Chinatown.
Why do you suppose your father chose Boyle Heights and, Boyle Heights, first of all, to as a first home?
Oh, well,
versus Chinatown.
That's all right. The reason we moved to Boyle Heights, my brother was being married, and that's when father and brother chose to buy a house,
mm-hmm.
and they found the house they liked in Boyle Heights.
Mm-hmm.
It was in a very nice neighborhood right across from Hollenbeck Park.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't that far from Chinatown.
Your brother continued to live with your family after
yes.
he got married?
Yes, he did.
I see. Was that typical?
Yes, that was typical.
And if you were married, you would go to live with your husband.
That's right.
Uh-huh, I see. Now, what about Santa Monica? Why did he choose Santa Monica?
Well, Santa
for a market.
Oh. I can only guess why he chose Santa Monica. Maybe to him it was a new place to set up a market.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where he located his market.
Did he have any troubles or while living over there or working over there?
None that I can remember.
Mm-hmm. In fact, throughout your childhood and adolescence, all the way up till the up through the war, did you ever encounter any kind of negative experience?
It wasn't until the time I was married, we tried to rent a house in El Sereno.
El Sereno, oh, yes,
yes,
I know what that is.
Mm-hmm. And it was really brought home. We wanted to rent the house.
Mm-hmm.
We were told it was, the landlady said, I'm sorry, cannot rent to you. It's in my deed that we cannot rent to. I don't know whether she said Chinese or Orientals, but anyway, we didn't get that house.
I see. Which year was that?
This is 1938.
I see. Did you make any protests, do anything about it, consult an attorney?
No, we did not. That's one of the things about the Chinese, they don't protest. As a matter of fact, I remember we didn't even get our first month's rent back. From the woman.
I see, you put it down as a deposit.
That's right.
So that was the extent of your being discriminated against.
Well, that was one that stands out in my memory.
At that time, was that kind of practice common? Did you hear about other people having similar experiences in LA?
Oh, yes, it was quite common, I'm sure. Certain places the Chinese couldn't move into, couldn't rent, and of course they couldn't even buy.
El Sereno was a white neighborhood then, right?
Yes, primarily Italian.
Mm-hmm.
I still consider it white.
It's ironical that in Santa Monica you had no trouble getting a house.
That's right. Well, we didn't live in a house in Santa Monica. We live behind the market.
Well, you said behind, huh? You mean across
no.
an alley or something?
No, it's just the market.
Where's
a store.
The behind part?
The behind. It's a building, the store is in the front part, and we live upstairs in the back part.
In the same building?
Yes, it was in the same building.
I see. Do most people make a practice of living in the same building as their business, the Chinese businesses, I mean?
Oh, I guess some did. In Chinatown, they would have an apartment near where they were, not necessarily right in the same building as their store, but certainly very close to wherever they were.
Was that for economical reasons or convenience?
I both, and the fact is, in those days, not many people had cars or could drive, and it just you just couldn't have your family live miles away from where you were.
You did have a car though, right?
Yes, we did have a car.
So that was not a consideration then.
No, so our living in Boyle Heights wasn't.
Oh, the Boyle, yeah, yes, Boyle Heights, you lived away from the market.
Yes.
I meant like in Santa Monica and on the 1st and May.
Oh, well, that, it was just more convenient to be right by the market.
What did people do with the money they saved?
Well, speaking for our family, my father was very, it was very important to my father to send money back to the relatives in China, in the village. So he took care of family and relatives there with his earnings here.
I see. How many percent would that be? Do you have any idea?
No, I wouldn't have any idea.
Your mother played a very small role in the family. Was that correct?
Oh, no, that's not correct. My mother was a typical Chinese matriarch.
I see. Who controlled the finance? Family finance?
Well, this father would. You would say the father controlled the finance.
What sort of area was your mother a more domineering figure or more dominant?
Mother was more dominant in raising the children, disciplining us, and she was a Chinese matron.
I see. Did she discuss with your father about his businesses and offer her suggestions?
I don't think so. My father was the businessman. I doubt very much that he consulted his wife on business dealings and business decisions.
Mm-hmm. When you got married at 19, and you say you stayed home, would you say most Chinese women ended up staying home back in those days after they got married?
Some did. It depended on their economic situation.
Did many Chinese feel that they had to send money back home? Not have to, but should, or just did?
I'm sure that that was prevalent. Their idea had to support their family in the village or anyway, back in China.
Do you know of any Chinese who were involved in politics in China?
In China? No.
During the 30s, late 30s and the early 40s, were you aware of the Chinese efforts here to support China? Its efforts against the Japanese, for instance.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Were there any Chinese who played a significant role during that time to rally support for the Chinese government in LA?
Well, I wouldn't.
Or any organizations?
Any organizations? Can't think of any, but the feeling was, the anti-Japanese feeling was very, very high.
When was it the highest? Which years?
I would say 37, 38. Right around there.
Instead of Pearl Harbor, 41.
This is before Pearl Harbor,
right,
when Japan attacked Shanghai,
mm-hmm,
and
yeah,
and fought into China.
Mm-hmm.
There was a great, the anti-Japanese feeling was intense.
Mm-hmm. Did it affect your friendships with your Japanese friends? Or rather, I presume they were American Japanese.
They were American
Japanese
Americans. Well, it's pretty difficult. I mean, friendship is on a personal basis.
Mm-hmm.
And the anti-Japanese feeling, I don't think, was directed against a personal friend, if you
mm-hmm
understand
yes
what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
So,
so it didn't affect your friendship?
No, I can't say that it did. I mean, I can't say that, well, I discontinued or I dropped all my Japanese friends because of the general anti-Japanese feeling.
Mm-hmm, I see. When you were with your friends, I assume the conversation topics were usually American in nature, if you know. I mean, for instance, you would not talk about Chinese music or Chinese food or what's happening in China.
That's right, that's
your,
right.
Non-Chinese friends.
That's right.
I see.
We might talk about Chinese food, but
okay. After you grew up, did you continue to speak Chinese?
Yes.
With your family members?
Yes.
As well as...
And Chinese friends.
Chinese friends, I see. Were most of your friends American-born Chinese or China-born Chinese?
I would have to say mostly American Chinese. Even those that were born in China by then had been here long enough that they were more Americanized.
Mm-hmm, I see. Besides the general hard time, how were the Chinese in LA affected by the Depression? Did you see any foreclosures on loans, on mortgages, or any businesses collapsing?
I can't say about foreclosures on mortgages, but businesses collapsing, yes.
What kind of business and when?
Well, the Depression may have started in 1929, as generally mentioned,
mm-hmm,
but personally, we didn't feel it until about 1935,
mm-hmm,
36, something like that.
And you said we didn't feel it was because your father's business was good until that time?
Well, it just didn't hit us or our family,
mm-hmm,
until 35, 36.
And then what
that
happened?
Then my father lost a couple of businesses.
He was in several businesses?
Yes, he closed a couple markets. And
including the one in Santa Monica? Oh, no.
No.
Gave that one to you.
Mm-hmm.
His cousin, I see. How about other people closing?
Other people? Yes. There were many restaurants that failed.
Chinese restaurants?
Chinese restaurants, yes.
But would you think that the Chinese were more hard hit by the Depression than the Americans, or vice versa? Of the businesses, I should say. Businesses.
Well, proportionately, I really don't know. I really can't venture an opinion on that.
So, did you ever feel there was hostility toward the Chinese in LA?
Well, I'm sure there was.
But other than, I mean, in your own judgment back in those days, did you ever feel there was hostility?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. other than that housing incidents, say before 1938 when you were trying to rent the house, did you also feel that way while you were growing up?
Not terribly much, but we were all of us were aware that there was discrimination against the Chinese, Exclusion Act for one, and so many people couldn't bring their wives and families over because of the exclusion rules and regulations. So every single one of us was aware that there was discrimination.
Even those that were born here?
Even those who I was born here.
Would you consider Chinese to have done better or worse economically than the general population of LA?
Are you talking about the Depression days? Or just generally?
Not generally.
Generally? I think the Chinese have done as well or better than other groups of people.
Have you ever compared Chinese with Jewish people in way of doing business? Or have you ever heard people making such comparisons?
In my opinion is the Chinese and the Jewish people are very similar.
Could you elaborate?
Yes. They're both a very intelligent race. There's a certain family feeling that the Chinese and the Jewish people have. And both the Chinese and the Jewish people tend to be clannish. And they both, the Chinese and the Jewish people, are hardworking. Of course, I'm just, all this to me is an overall, I'm not taking, you know, just one person or two people, just my overall observation. And I feel that the Chinese and the Jewish people are very, very similar.
Where did most of the Chinese men meet their wives back in the old days?
I imagine most of it was by matchmakers.
Were you a victim of matchmaker?
No, I was not.
A subject? Object?
An object. No, not really, because I knew my husband way before.
Did anyone introduce you, or did you meet each other by chance?
No, we were not introduced. We did not meet by chance. As a matter of fact, the families are related, connected, as most Chinese families are. So,
In the same business?
No. Or actually, my husband's sister is married to a cousin of mine.
I see.
So we didn't have to be introduced, and we didn't meet in that sense of the word.
Mm-hmm. So you had always known each other,
right,
before you got married. I see. Were American-born Chinese just as eager to have sons rather than daughters as their parents?
I think that's a personal choice, really.
Did you know of people who had preferences, you know, that they vocalized?
Well, if I can remember, the older women always look forward to a grandson, but the women of my generation, I think we were, maybe we would say, oh, we'd like to have a boy first, or something like that, but it wasn't all that important, I don't think.
Did many men go back to China to get married?
Some of them did, but of course we have to remember this exclusion thing that they had with the Chinese. Many of the Chinese could not leave the country, because once they did, they could not return. so that could have had a bearing on many of them when they, if they wanted to go back to China to find a wife.
So did most Chinese men who came from China themselves marry the American-born Chinese girls?
Yes, by that time most of them did.
Mm-hmm, I see. What do most people think of interracial marriage?
Well, when we were growing up, that was frowned on.
Mm-hmm. Do you know of any instances of it?
Well, later on, two of my sisters are married to non-Chinese, but
and
this is
they
later. This is after 1945.
I see. In the 50s?
Yes, one of my sisters was married to a non-Chinese in the 50s.
Mm-hmm. Was it the first marriage or the second?
You mean hers?
Uh-huh.
Her first marriage.
Do many parents feel it was important for their children to attend Chinese schools to learn the language?
When we were young, yes.
What was your attitude?
Well, we weren't given a choice. We were just enrolled in the school and we attended.
When you got married
and
had your children, did you also want to send them to Chinese schools?
Yes, we wanted to. We did, as a matter of fact. We wanted to, and we did send Richard to Chinese school.
How many children did you have?
I just had one son.
Was he born prior to 1945? He must have been, huh?
Yes.
I see. And why did you choose to send him to a Chinese school?
Well, I guess we were still old-fashioned enough to want him to know Chinese, speak Chinese, and know a little bit of the Chinese culture.
In fact, after you got married, did you continue to speak the Gaoguang dialect?
Yes, we still do to this day.
Your husband is from the same area?
Yes.
And your son?
He's speaks Chinese when he has to.
I see. Did he learn how to write?
Very little.
I see. Did many people hope to ultimately return to China?
When we were young, it seemed like all the older people like my father, that was their ambition, to go back to China to die.
I see. Did they do that?
My father couldn't because of the war.
Mm-hmm. He died.
He died here.
Prior to 45.
No, he died in 46.
I see. Yeah, it was still very unsettling.
Yes.
What about back in the 20s and 30s? 20s specifically. 20s and early 30s, when there was not so much turbulence.
I think the Chinese wanted to go home. To many of them, this was just a temporary place to stay, to live, to make a living. But I think most of them just wanted to go home.
They never adopted this as their home.
I don't think so. My personal opinion.
Neither
most of them didn't.
I see. Neither your father nor your mother felt that this was their home.
My father he wanted to go home to die. But my mother, as she got older, I think she felt more at home here.
Oh, I see. So she didn't especially want to.
No, because her children were here and her grandchildren were here.
Yeah. And I presume you personally don't, didn't back in those days ever want to return to live?
Not really. To visit, yes.
Yes.
To live, no.
You regarded this as your
this
home?
This is home.
I see. Did you ever hear anyone say, anything to the effect that they would rather either not be Chinese or that they were embarrassed
to be Chinese.
Or not happy with being Chinese.
You mean specifically, did I ever hear anybody say that?
Implicit or explicit.
Well, I'm sure I've heard of it.
In what way? In other words, a person would indirectly show that he would rather have been, if he could, a Caucasian instead of a Chinese or something.
I'm sure I've heard of it, but I can't put my finger on when and who said that.
I see. What types of jobs would most Chinese consider to be ideal for themselves and for their children?
Well, the Chinese ambition was always to have their children go to college and become a professional person.
Was that what your parents wanted you to be?
No. Most of the Chinese ambitions were for their sons, not for their daughters.
I see. Did you notice any difference in your parents' way of treating the daughters versus the son? I guess there's only one son, right?
Mm-hmm.
Out here, out in America.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Two.
Mm-hmm.
How? Well, in our family particularly, the boys inherit and the girls don't.
Oh, I see. Was that an explicit thing? Or did you find out after your parents passed away?
Oh, no, that was always known. That was known. Nothing hidden about that.
Nothing? You don't get anything?
Very little.
Yes. Did you protest? Or
no,
was
that's,
it just
that's
accepted?
That's Chinese.
Did your parents make pay more attention to your brothers at home?
At home?
Mm-hmm.
I guess so. Mother doted on the baby son. That was the light of her life.
Yeah, I see. And not so much on the younger daughter.
No, she was partial to the youngest daughter too, because she gave her credit for bringing the youngest son. So,
bringing.
Well, yes.
What do you mean by bringing?
To
bring up the younger daughter was in charge of.
No, ma'am. I don't mean it that way. I mean that.
I cannot explain it either, but you mean just because she had the daughter first that the son came afterwards?
Well, after four daughters, then you have a son.
Uh-huh.
She gave my youngest sister the credit that
she says somehow was responsible.
There you, well, words to that effect.
Uh-huh.
It's very intricate, but and I'm not saying this with malice either. I mean, it's just it's a fact of Chinese life.
Yeah, I understand that. And what about your expectations or your attitudes toward education? Did you have any aspirations for higher education when you were going to high school?
Yes, I would have liked to have gone on to college.
Why didn't you? Because you got married?
Number one, it wasn't the same. Chinese girls
didn't go to college at that time.
College. Well, my family anyway.
I see. Did you apply or try to apply?
No.
So they were expected to get married and not have kids?
Well, I expected to get married anyway.
I see, okay. Oh, they were not expected to have kids?
Well, first you get married. You have children too, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I see. Did you have any other kinds of schooling besides the regular Chinese and American school, i.e. night school, special training?
Yes, I went to night class. I went to accounting school.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever become an accountant or anything other than helping your father with bookkeeping?
Oh, I am an accountant.